Blog Talk Radio. Please leave your message for 323830.
I never had it muted in the first place, too, Trent. Good morning, family. Can you hear me now? Okay. Everybody, I'm not sure where the technical difficulties are coming from, but pray with us as we're going through this broadcast. I hear myself out there, so Jeremiah, you can hear me, correct? All right. I know I hear me out there. Yes, I just got another version that, now, could you guys hear the first 15 minutes of this broadcast? Text me. All right, Jeremiah, if you could put back on your headphones and so I can't hear myself. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Well, family, we apologize for any technical difficulties trying to get this back on. We thank God for each and every one of you. Let me see this. Let me check this one right now. Minister Terry, good morning. Can you hear me this morning?
I can hear you well. Good morning, mighty man of God, beautiful family. Praise God.
Could you hear the first part of the broadcast?
You know what, Pastor? After the music went off, this means war, it went silent, and that's when I started praying. The enemy
okay,
don't want
okay.
this line
right.
to go
all
away,
right.
so we,
all right.
we good
all
now.
Right.
Praise God.
Okay, so we good now. Look, I got never mind. I couldn't even get no help from in the house.
Ooh,
but anyway, Real Talk with Pastor E is live. Let's start this thing over. Heavenly Father God, we thank you that in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you right now, and we thank you for your presence, but we also thank you, Lord, for your ruling in this hour, Lord, that as we decrease of self, you increase. Have your way like never before. Give us the words again to share the meaning of this broadcast, that as we go forward, we'll all be in agreement. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say, amen, amen, amen. Well, family, this is Real Talk with Pastor E. Every Saturday morning, yes, we are coming together for a variety of real issues, relevant discussions, restoring solutions, and dynamic principles based on the messages and the worship to our God with the extravagant respect. Family, yes, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. Through works of charity and by actions of love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus, and we will reach the lost and unsaved. Yes, this is Real Talk with Pastor E. Well, family, good morning. We apologize for the hiccups, for the I was talking and sharing what God had put on my heart for this broadcast, and I wasn't being heard. So I thank you guys for staying on. If you could go and on Facebook and tag and let others know what happened, we are back on now. But as I was saying in the previous, that we wanted to just keep this broadcast real and relevant and restoring, and believing that God is moving through us, and through God, we're able to share our life experiences with real passion and with real love. We've had real talk before, and yes, we browsed the surface, and yes, we dealt with all different issues. This season, we're asking that everyone involved come with real discussions that we can really get deep in and know both sides of the story. It doesn't make a right or a wrong, but there's people hurt on both sides, even though one may have been the victim and one may have been the aggressor, but there's always a middle ground that we have to find with each other that we can be forgiven. That's why we want Real Talk to go a place that has never been before. In everyone's living room and on everyone's phone, on everyone's device, that we all can and enjoy the love of God to become new again. So we have many that we've invited to be a part of the team, and everyone may not be here every week, but the weeks that we are here, you'll be listening from myself, Minister Carolyn, Minister Yukon, Elder Stacy, Minister Jai, Minister Marnay, and maybe you, and you, or you. We all have a story to tell. We want to ask you to always keep in mind how someone else will feel by hearing your story and hearing the topic that you may come up with, that it can now be edifying to each and every one on this broadcast. And yes, we want them all. We don't want this to be about what we come up with. We want to hear what God is put on your heart for healing. But also, maybe you know your brother, your sister that needs a topic to be talked about that we can discuss and find solutions to. That's what it's all about. Let's try this again. I want to try to call in Minister Carolyn again. Some out there may not be able to get in for the simple fact of
I'm here. I just called in on the phone.
Okay. Oh, she just called in on the phone. Well, all right. I got you on this one. Good morning, Minister Carolyn. I'm not sure what happened in the first 50. Yes, I am. Yes, I am sure. The enemy wanted us to quit again and say, forget it. I had been talking for 15 minutes trying to get y'all fired up and then start getting messages that no one can hear me. We had over 30 people online. Man, the numbers were very exciting. We lost a bunch. Please share again out there, guys, that we're back on live. And we want to hear from you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring each and every one of the team in just to get their perspective on what God is putting there in their heart for this season of Real Talk with Pastor Ian. We're going to start with Minister Carolyn. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, and my brothers online. God is good. I'm thankful for being alive this morning, and I'm very grateful to have you guys, to be online with you guys. Someone had mentioned to me about the domestic violence. I know that we had her attention. She's going through it with her daughter. And she said that, you know, she wished that it had stayed on because she was learning, you know, different things. So I reached out to her, and I'm quite sure she was online. I'm telling her that we were going to speak on that. But also, I thought that we should bring to the table things about the police violence, not just domestic violence, but police violence. And I don't want kids to get the perception that all cops are bad, because even though we have those trigger happies that do the things they do or have done, we don't want the kids to get the impression that they cannot depend on cops if they're needed, you know, for help. Also, I wanted to talk about legal access, the judicial system, and with them closing down so many prisons and they're letting people free and the new laws that have supposed to been passed. And I'm helping a couple of people that have been locked up for crimes they didn't commit or that they were railroaded into, or, you know, just a couple of, you know, little subjects like that is what I was thinking of. So that's just a couple of things.
That's where we want to stick with. You know, we always elevate to the month of celebration for domestic violence, especially for the cease of domestic violence, also for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But then, as you just spoke on about police brutality and police crimes, murder by police officers, which I celebrate the court in Minneapolis for setting a standard with those officers who killed George Floyd, not just the one who committed the murder, but the other three that witnessed it. And some others who were keeping others away are also going to be indicted. So I'm really proud that they stepped up. But there's much more going on across our country. Those are the things that I would love for us to bring in. We still have an ongoing situation in Houston, Texas, with one of our covenant brothers, one of my brothers from another mother. You guys know him, James Hudson, from Showtime Entertainment, who is fighting and advocating for justice for Joshua Johnson, who was murdered by an officer of the Houston Police Department, and the grand jury refused to indict. They're going through on that right now. We need to keep talking about that stuff because we still want justice for Joshua. Another thing that was brought to me, Minister Carolyn, is we have domestic violence, but some of the men that have been reaching out to me, and hopefully Minister Yukon to come on here because he was had an active situation. To share, but that have been on both sides, you know, where
right.
I've been on both sides. I got arrested for domestic violence back in 87, and all I did was put my hand out and said, stop hitting me. And then when she pulled a knife, I grabbed her arm, and then I bruised her arm. You can see it. And but when they got there, you know, the only proof was the mark on her arm, and she said, I hit her, you know, pay my due for it. I didn't go crazy about it, but I paid my dues for it. But there is always both sides of the story that's going on. There's domestic violence from female to male, and it's also, and which is unacceptable. All domestic violence is unacceptable, but definitely from male to female. That just really kind of leads up to ruling someone and running someone. So we definitely want to hit those marks and go from there. Okay, we got a couple of others on that we're going to bring in. Minister Carolyn, don't hang up. If you can mute yourself, that way I don't have to mute you. I want to bring in one of our youngest ministers here at the Now Church California, Minister Jai. Can you hear me, Minister Jeremiah? Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
How are you?
Great. I'm excited. Amen. You know, I'm taking notes and just soaking up everything being said. And
okay, cool. Now, has anything hit you in your spirit? Like, oh, wait a
my
minute.
Spirit?
Maybe that's why I'm here. Yeah, you know, as I was sharing, you know, what
yes,
we're here for about real, relevant, and restoring. Did anything hit you? To why are you here? What would you like us to talk about from your age era?
I want to piggyback off of Minister Carolyn on the domestic violence and the police brutality, and how that kind of having that occur creates a spirit in someone where they kind of they go through those situations and they move on from the situations like they believe that it's okay and they accept it and they kind of take it along with them and they reproduce those habits in those situations. Because I think that's very important to take note of.
Right,
like,
right. Now I feel you.
I know it's common.
Believe me.
Right.
No, I'm just saying, I'm with you. Believe me, it's not okay. that's a big part we need to make, that we're not here to advocate anything other than doing the right thing. But go ahead.
Right, and it's more common. I mean, it happens through every age group, but it's very, very common in a youthful community because we are all learning ourselves and growing and trying to form and create relationships. Like we're more prevalent to do that because we're trying to meet new people and engage with other people. So some people express themselves differently, and we meet those situations more often, and it's more common for male and female to be involved in it at younger ages, because the youth that I come across, they all tell me similar things of they were in bad relationships that changed them and changed their perspective on people, and that affects them going forward, whether it be good or bad.
Man, that's deep. Well, see, our listeners, look, we're going to be coming from all age areas. Jeremiah's 23 years old and has a lot to share. But let me ask you this question before I bring our next panelist on, if we have another. What's something personal that you would like to, you know, like really you got to kind of be transparent a little bit. And I also, you guys will hear me, I'll be a lot transparent. But just in your own situation, what is something that could really help you as a young man that maybe help someone else that's not willing to get on and talk?
I'd say learning and cultivating patience and prioritizing growth over like putting myself in a situation where it'll take me out of that growth mindset.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just how to really communicate on being focused and being staying sharp.
Right.
Amen. Well, you know, I got a lot of questions for you. I'm not going to hit you right now. This is just kind of our pilot show. We want to hear from all of our broadcasters just to get a feel for what God has for you. Go ahead and mute yourself, Minister Jeremiah. We'll bring you back in a minute. Area code 562, last four, 7071. You're live with me on Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor E. This is Elder Stacy.
Hey, you changing numbers on me. You know what? See, that 202 number wasn't working.
I was on. I was trying every phone I have to make sure it wasn't me that couldn't hear. I wanted to make sure that I
was
on.
Yeah, that was me. Look, I'm just look. If you would have been here, you'd have been like, "Well, he going? He in it? I went in. I was the first 15 minutes. If you could have heard it, you'd have been like, "Man, I'm fired up," and I got a little bit distracted because I'm start getting all these texts saying, "Where are you?" So thank God we were able to get back on, and no weapon formed against this broadcast will prosper because we need this, and we need it bad. I'm glad we're back, and I'm glad we're here with some fresh meat. So I know you've heard a little bit of what we've been saying about some things that we would all like to hear. Is there anything that you could pinpoint that would be relevant right now in our society to talk about that people need to hear?
Yes, of course. There's a full gamut of things, but I'll just stick to what I'll stick to my lane, and my lane is working with homeless individuals, individuals suffering from substance abuse, mental illness, and the biggest thing that I work with individuals on is formerly incarcerated individuals and avoiding recidivism. To have things in place for people to not have to return to a jail cell. And when I say have to, I mean that from the standpoint of people are finding themselves right back in the same area where they first were incarcerated, and they have nowhere else to go, so they go right back to what they were involved in to begin with, and they don't know how to break that cycle. And it's across the board. We talking about with domestic violence and people having intimate partner violence. It all kind of goes right back into them being in a cycle and people not knowing how to break that cycle. And I believe that this Real Talk show will be able to help individuals break cycles of chaos and destruction. And so I'm just real excited to be on here with you all to be able to share with the world, because, you know, I'm thankful actually for COVID, because without it, some people wouldn't even be using these platforms and listening to different things as they stay in the house. And it's like, oh, wait a minute, let me turn on to this talk show and see how I can grow from it. And I know that people will grow from what we all have to say. This thing is just taking on a whole new life with people's lives being turned upside down, with homelessness, and then they turn to substance abuse, and then when they turn to substance abuse, it could turn into a mental illness, which could lead them to a jail cell. So
that's right. Well, no, back to a jail cell.
Back to a jail cell, right. And so I'm excited to help break that cycle.
Amen. Well, see, now we've had two meetings about our partnering with the homeless and stuff like that. But listening to now your description of your passion, I know why God has aligned us together, because reentry is a big passion for me. Even Minister Carolyn, I know she's probably clicking her heels like, I didn't know that about Elder Stacy, because that we have a big passion about that. I'm not one to go back into jail. Everybody knows that about me. I just something about me going back in. Woo! I'm here for when you get out. And what was so struggling coming back out? Well, for those that I served with and I spent time with was employment. And most people, because of your felony, because of your background, you can't get a good paying job. So now you're forced with taking a McDonald's job or a Pizza Hut job, and then you can't pay your bills. First place we end up, right back on the corner, trying to flip what a game ain't like it used to be when you could come up in a weekend. I mean, I remember I used to get broke and could go out on a Friday, Saturday night and come back, and I done came back all the way. It's not like that no more. And I'm not, and believe me, I'm not praising that lifestyle, but I'm just showing how we had other opportunities to come back. And now it's went to not making an illegal living. It's now making a life-taking living where you're going to spend the rest of your life in prison. And so my passion to join with you on that is to be able to mentor some people to start a business when they get out with no money. Yes, I'm going to show you to get a $15, $20 an hour job, but in the process of that, show you how to start a business that you can entrepreneurial grow yourself and become an independent independent person. That's what saved me, was to be able to start a business and to make money where I can pay my fines and everything without the scrutiny of a job that's not giving me enough to pay.
Yeah.
So, right, boom, I took my heel. Amen. Amen. Now, we were expecting Minister Yukon this morning. I just texted him again, and I know he had been up late writing. He's on fire writing these songs. But I know he has some stuff in his heart. If he's not here this week, you'll definitely hear from him in 2 weeks. Like I said, we'll be doing this every other week for the first beginning of Real Talk to get the feel, to get it back in place. And then we can go every Saturday to keep it going as we did before. But we want everybody to feel their spaces and say, well, I can make these 2 weeks. I can make these 2 weeks that we're not overwhelming each other or taking away from the things you already have planned out there going on right now. So if you're on this broadcast, you've heard some things that have inspired you to say, hey, can we talk about this? Can we talk about that? Go ahead and dial one. We want to bring you guys into conversation as we start to communicate with each other for the last 12 minutes here, last 18 minutes here with each other as we join in. Come on back in, Minister Carolyn. I know you probably heard some things that have given you a newer spark. Come on back in. Let's talk.
Of course I did, Minister Terry. I didn't know the things that, you know, the other lady stepped up and said they did. I Pastor just said, I have a passion with prison ministry and the homeless. I was out there. I was out last week. I always say I don't want to go downtown because the people down on Skid Row get spoiled because everybody goes downtown. But last week I went to get fanny packs and I said, well, let me go on and give these sandwiches and bless the mothers that are downtown on Skid Row. And Pastor E, when I tell you when I got there, it was like I was overwhelmed because when we went there, it was crowded and you seen people. But I'm talking about the homeless people are in groves. So I think God gave me a reality check that day that wherever he says go or if somebody suggests that we go downtown, for me to just shut my mouth and to go because there is never enough work. And then when I tell you that the streets are full, it's like people are practically sleeping in the streets in tents down there. It's like overcrowded, I mean, my God, it brought tears to me. And the other thing I really wanted to bring up, I have this thing that every year I want to bless the mothers on the track with prostitutes. With purses, or this year I said fanny packs, so they could wrap around, you know, their waist. And I went by myself this year. And when I got there, some of the girls aren't receptive when you first go out. They're not receptive, you know, especially when you say that minister thing. So I put a handle on it, and then I have to check myself, like, you have to really let them. So I start telling them my story. And they're more receptive, and some of them will turn around. First, they're like, no, and nonchalant. But I stood there, and I talked to this one young lady. And she said that she had got robbed. Well, she had a job. She got robbed. The guy bought a whole lot of other guys in there, and I guess she knew the job was dangerous. But I don't have to go through the whole story, but she told me that she didn't have anything. I gave her a fanny pack. They stole her backpack with all this stuff in it, her hygiene. So luckily for me, I had these big old jars, like the purses I brought to the office, Pastor E, with nothing but hygiene in it. So I told her she was lucky. She got two gifts in one day. And then I thought about the holy oil in there. I said, you got three gifts in one day. I said, you take that oil out and you anoint yourself and ask for God's covering. But my thing is now, what I'm led in my heart, what I really want to do is get a home, because she was telling me I don't have anywhere to go. And she was like, please come back. And she told me she walks from anywhere from Florence to Imperial. That's a long stretch to be out from 3 o'clock in the morning to the next night at 8. Those are her hours. And I really want to get a home. And I just feel like I want to go snatch them up. And she was like, well, please, can't I have to go. I was late for my doctor's appointment. And she goes, well, please, can you come back and give me some scripture? And I was getting in my car and I turned around. And the first thing that came to my mind was, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And she goes, that's a good one. And so I really want to go back. And I think next time those little Bibles you had, I want to put those in the purses. But, yeah, that's something, you know, to talk about, too, is the life and the struggle.
Yes. That's right. Well, I always tell you that I know they get spoiled down there, because a lot of people, that's the only place they go to distribute, but there's not enough to go around, and there are so many people down there that have been pushed in those areas. Those are some discussions that we have to talk about. What happens in the counties when they push people in the areas? Do you know when they left Hyde Park, they pushed them downtown. They told them they were going to take them to the mission, and then the mission was only to get them cleaned up and push them right in the street. So they're kind of congregating all of homelessness down there. I don't know if you know this, but there's a $600 million program that Mayor Garcetti is about to release, supposed to release, that is going to take care of all homelessness in the L.A. County area. I believe it when I see it, but there are some things coming up that we can all partner on. Those are some things that we want to research and bring out that if you don't know about it, we'll tell you about it. Then that person that lives out of state and says, well, most of you guys are from California. We have people from out of state that are going through different things like that. Hopefully we'll be able to help you as well. Got a couple of callers that dialed in. First caller, area code 864, last four, 9019. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E. Come on in.
Good morning. Blessings to y'all. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Amen. Blessings, family. I just want to thank y'all for this platform. Pastor E, I love you. I love all y'all, family. Glory to the Most High Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to speak on behalf of the brothers my age. You know, I'm like 34 years old, you know, and I'm representing
Jesus. Tell everybody who you are first.
Yeah, I'm Brian Washington, Pastor Brian. I see y'all on Real Talk every morning.
Yep.
It's nice to hear y'all. It's nice to hear y'all lovely voices. I can put the voices with the words now. Amen.
There you go.
Amen. I want to speak on behalf of the brothers my age. You know, like, I'm living in Christ now. So, you know, I'm really trying to figure out, like, where is my work at? Because the age group of my people, they not really hearing me, you know, when I come around and I talking, because I'm going to stand on my rock. So I'm talking and speaking in faith and, you know, talking right, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do. So what I'm seeing is, like, maybe I'm supposed to speak to the people in my age group and lay hands on the elderly, right, because they the ones need the healing while I got the fire at the same time trying to keep it up. And then the elders, they'll look at me like, he too young to know what he know and doing what he trying to do, you know. So maybe they not receiving it because they looking down at me, and the people in my age group looking down at me too, you know. But I take it all as just the Lord building me, and I just want to strengthen anybody feeling like they alone, that they not, because I'm feeling the same way, you feel me? Amen.
Glory to Jesus. That's right. And see, that's Pastor Brian, that's the things that somebody just need to hear that come from you. Be like, I thought that was just me. And, you know, when we think it's just us, then we get sheltered and we get enclosed because we don't want someone to think something wrong with us, when just by sharing that someone in the age group of 34 to 40 is still having those issues of how do I reach the lost and unsaved? How do I do what I'm called to do? Just encourage somebody else to know, you know what, man, let me get stronger because I ain't the only one going through that. So, man, thank you for that, bro. And we're definitely going to hit on those things. Those are some topics that we're going to bring up as well. Let's bring out, we got another caller that came in. Let's get another idea going on here. Area code 470, last 40433. You're live. Come on, Real Talk with Pastor East.
What's going on there, my brother, family? How y'all doing? God bless everybody.
Prophet, prophet.
Amen. I got the invite, man, and I said to myself, well, I'm driving here from North Carolina. I'm not doing anything. I just made all of the phone calls I needed to make. I looked at my watch and said, oh, okay, I still got time. And I came on when the young lady who was talking about the people on the street, and she said, well, I want to get me a home or something. And right when she said that, a light bulb went off in my head, and I said to myself, the government, if you structure a business ideal, write you a grant, the government will give you the money to take care of somebody, have you a Safeway home. I guess that's what one of our pastors at our church has. She has like a Safeway home, and she gets government assistance to take care of people who are in between getting out of jail and back into society. So if they can do it for the people who are in prison or coming out of prison to halfway homes, why can't they do it for the prostitutes and the people who are out here on the street? Well, my ideal that I got, Pastor E, is you got a lot of abandoned buildings. Why can't we petition the government to give us a grant to get these people off the streets, have them have a shelter? We can get our own cooks. We can get our own people. Guess what? To now they got a meal every day. They got a meal for breakfast. They got a meal for lunch. They got a meal for dinner. And have it in a nice area, or because it's going to be structured real nice. Then we have people who will give to keep this upkeep. I mean, we people of God, we're so multi-talented of people. All we got to do is come together. Let's get grant writers. Where are the grant writers at? Grant writers, where y'all at? So that we can get these ideals out here. You know, everybody can eat. Everybody can have a part in this. You know, we got people who are like Bishop Marvin Winans did. He's in Detroit. So he made a deal with the government, the people who are incarcerating people. He said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're not talking about extreme people who have killed folk and all that. We're talking about people who just got misdemeanors and felonies of a low degree. Hey, we got a program. The government is going to pay us to get these people out of the prison, to get them back in society where they can have a trade. So he got all this stuff in place, man. He bought him a hotel where it houses these people. He got the parole officers out there who are checking with their people because this is where they're at. Oh man, this stuff is big, but we got to have people who know how to write and structure this stuff. And for my pastor friend who said, you know, how do I reach my age group? Well, this is what I say to anybody who's just coming into this and been doing this for a little while. Now, me and Pastor E, we from the streets, you know, and I'm pretty sure the 34-year-old pastor is from the streets too. Well, in order to gain them, you can't be holier than thou. You can't go in there with a lot of scriptures. You got to go back the same way you used to be, not compromising your walk with God. But in order to grab somebody, you got to know the language. You still got to know the street codes. Just like the woman of God said. The woman of God said, look, I didn't come with a lot of scripture to them. I had to tell them my story of where I came from. And that's what I do when I go back on the block. Now, I'm a lot older than all these kids who are on the block. But I tell them, hey, I come from the black and blue. They already know what that is.
Right.
And once they know what it is, guess what? I'm able to now talk to them on their language level without using any profanity. That still got my hat, I'm rocking my Tim's, whatever the case may be, because I'm trying to grab them. But I'm trying to grab them in the perspective of where they're at. Period.
That's right. That's
even,
right.
Even with my age, I got people at my job. It's how I conduct myself. Hey, what's going on, bro? God bless you, man. And they looking at me like, oh, man, this dude said God bless, man. What's going on with this cat? I don't sit around and have a lot of conversations. I live accordingly to the scripture, but I don't go in there, hey, brother, you need to be saved. Hey, brother, don't you know Jesus loves you? Nah, I don't. Because now I will lose them. They won't never talk to me again.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's right.
Just like the woman of God said. She don't go down there and say, you need to be this and you need to be that.
Thank you.
Go in there with a humbleness and say, hey, this is where I came from, baby girl. As a matter of fact, I came from the same side of the tracks you came from. I just allowed the Holy Spirit to wash me up and cleanse me.
Right, right.
But and then only top of that, Pastor E, guess what else she did? She sat there and listened to the stories.
Yes.
That's all they want. All they want is somebody to listen to their story. This is the reason why I'm here. You know, when I used to go down there and feed the homeless, man, I would just sit there and listen to their story. I didn't care how smelly they were. I didn't care nothing about that. All I cared about, man, is making sure I get some food in their stomach.
That's right.
And I took the time to listen to where they came from.
Oh, my God.
Didn't judge them or anything. Because when I look at them, I look at myself and I say, you know what? If truth be told, I ain't nothing but a paycheck away from where y'all at right now.
But man, God, you better quit.
Glory
you better
be
quit.
To God.
I'm one bad mistake from being right back
man,
where
one
I
bad mistake.
From.
You know?
Man,
and half the folks
that
are out
so
here
real.
On the street, Pastor E, they don't know. I mean, some of them are out there because they've been molested. They've been raped. Some of them are turning tricks because of where a family member may have touched them. Somebody did something that they shouldn't have did to them that messed their mind up to the point where I can use this to get money now because I don't have nowhere other place to go.
Right.
They're too ashamed
to
tell somebody their story. They're too ashamed to go tell family members, hey, Uncle Joe touched me.
That's right. That's
you know what I mean?
And that's what real – and you know what? And that's why we're bringing back real talk, that we can get these things back out there, that people have somewhere to come share. And I want someone to just heard a prophet say that. You can be anonymous on this broadcast. We have a green room, but we also can keep you anonymous, that nobody knows who you are. But this is a place that you can release and let people hear that you're hurting and that you need us and that – And it's not always, you know, I very seldom, I'll be honest with you, and you know this about me, Prophet, I very seldom preach when I go to the parks and to the hood. I'm singing, playing some music, DJing, talking about Jesus. I pray a lot, but to bring out a Bible and a podium and all that, man, they look right, oh, there you go again, and they're gone. But when we go out in our outreaches, they drove to us because we're meeting the people where they are, but then we're also just willing to sit there and have lunch with them and sing a song with them and pray with them and continue to love on them that they know that they're special. So this is why we're here. But look, hold on, Prophet, don't hang up, but I got someone who was on earlier and had gotten off, and I want him to get on here before we get into deeper conversations. But James Hudson from Showtime Entertainment out of Houston, Texas. James, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. I see you got back on. We wanted to at least give you an opportunity to share the things that we're standing with you and working with you on and some upcoming things that you may have going on or maybe topics you'd like to hear about here on Real Talk.
What's up, my brother? Love you, man. Yeah, man, we're out here doing our thing, still doing the justice for Joshua Johnson, the young man that got shot and killed out here in Houston. We've been fighting that battle for a year now. As you know, last week a grand jury did not indict this man who shot and killed Joshua Johnson, and you know, we've got a lot of people that's really upset. If you know that story, and I always tell people, if you don't know the story, just go to YouTube, pull up Chapel of Restoration, the cover up, and you will see that whole story about what happened with Joshua Johnson. Chapel of Restoration, the cover up on YouTube, and you will see a 2-hour production that I actually wrote. And they'll show you, tell people what happened to Joshua Johnson. This is what we're now calling the biggest cover-up in the history of Harris County. That's what we're calling it here now. Mm. We've got some things that we're getting ready to do. This is not over by a long shot. I've been working with Congressman Al Green for a year now, and I'm more motivated now than I've ever been, to be honest about it. I know right after the verdict, it kind of hit us all really, really hard because we just knew that they were going to at least indict this guy, but they didn't. And then I keep telling people, they say, well, how can he get away with all that? You know, I said, the reason they couldn't indict Deputy Tutran, the man that shot and killed Joshua Johnson, because if you indict him, you would have to indict 6 or 7, maybe even up to maybe 15 different officers that helped him. And that's what the problem
right.
is. They don't want, you know, you got Ed Gonzalez down here who's trying to become the head of ICE, and he is the sheriff here. They can't afford that bad publicity in the Harris County Sheriff Department right now. 15 officers being indicted over the killing of one black man. That's just it in a nutshell, to be honest about it. And you know, I've been working
right.
with this thing from day one, so I know what's going on here. And I've met with all these people, so that's what the big problem is. But we're going to keep fighting. We got some stuff that we're getting ready to do with Congressman Al Green once we get these documents that we're waiting for. And we believe that, you know, that the public themselves will see and understand what actually happened here. We already got a lot of people now. I mean, it's not like this has not been exposed. They have been exposed. People know. You know, the people high in government here and city government, they all know because they've been watching and looking at the news, and they've seen all this evidence that's been presented. So they know that it's a cover-up. It's a big stink, man. It's who's going to have the courage to step up to the plate and call it what it is.
Oh man, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, we are advocating with you, James, from California. We're telling everybody we know.
Right.
I've even shared the story with some newscasters that I know. They're just anchormen. Hopefully, they'll be able to pass it on to somebody else that could get some national help going on. We see justice was served for Floyd's murder, but we still believe that justice will come for Joshua Johnson and a closure for his parents. I mean, I know this is weighing on them heavy. We pray for them weekly, continuously, that they continue to be strengthened, but also that God continue to strengthen you to keep this up. I'm glad you just testified that our prayers are working because you said you feel more energized now than you ever have. That's what we've been praying, that God restore your energy and God restore the fire from day one, that you'll be able to take this torch on to the next level because it's about to go there. So, man, know we're here for you, bro. Now, you have any events, anything going on? If somebody's in the Texas area and want to be a part of this, you have anything going on now, or are you going to wait to reveal?
We are putting together. I've got a big conference call that we're doing tomorrow Sunday evening around about 5 o'clock. A big Zoom call with people, the leaders, some people that are coming on that have reached out to me. They want to come in. Some people from the radio stations and other people. They're going to all be on the Zoom call tomorrow. And we're putting our heads together on what we're doing from here. Because, you know, social media is a mighty thing, man. And it don't take a lot of people to blow some stuff up. And I think we've got a really, really good group of people. So if anybody want to, you know, join in with the Justice for Joshua thing, they can always contact me. They can email me. I even give them my phone number on this radio station, which is 832-880-4474. If they want to contact me and be a part of what we're doing tomorrow in the Justice for Joshua thing, like I said, we're going to be flooding Facebook and social media with the flyers that says this is the biggest cover-up in the history of Harris County. We got some stuff we're getting ready to do. We're not going to play around because I'm telling you, we got some people now. So they've got a battle on their hands. And like I said, we always energized. We're not. So we're ready.
Amen. Well, we're with you, James, and we appreciate you coming on board. And victory victory is mine. Well, no, victory is yours.
That's right. This is our Red Sea. I was at church the other day, and the guy said, no, this is your Red Sea, man. You know, you just got to keep following God like he told you to follow. And he'll part that sea when he gets ready to part it. So that's what we're looking at. So here we go.
Amen. Now, I want to speak to anybody out there listening. You saying, you know, that you see the injustice in our country, and you say, but it's not happened to you. Well, here's an opportunity for you to get involved. You don't have to be from Texas. You don't have to live in Houston. You don't even have to know James. You don't even have to know Joshua. You just have to want truth, and you have to want justice. You can get involved with this march, with this plan, and with this this trial that's going on to get justice for Joshua. Just get in touch with James, or you can reach out to me. I'll connect you, get you involved also, and give you means to do it. You say, well, what can I do? You can send out texts. You can send out links to the flyers. You can just remind people, share it with people that injustice is still going on in the lower parts of our county, in the areas that's not as high profile as some of the things have been seen, so that we can really get linked onto this thing. So if you want to be a part, get involved. Amen. Now, we're getting close to the end of our broadcast, but we want to give that last person out there a chance to dial one, get in the conversation. There's something you've heard that has sparked you. We got a message from one of our ministers. I know she'll dial one of these days, but we're going to share one of her concerns because she works in the school system, and she's dealing with or is right in the middle of teen suicide, teen sexting, addiction, all these things that are going on in high schools. We need to talk about this stuff. Your son may be going through it. Your daughter may be going through it. And if we don't start talking about it, how can you know how one was able to win with their child? How would you be able let them know how you got victory in your situation? The more we talk, the more people listen, the more we learn. The more we talk, the more people listen, the more we learn. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to learn, and I'm ready to learn together. Amen? So let's talk about some teen issues. I know that we're going to give that assignment to Minister Jai, Minister Jeremiah, however you guys know him, and let him come with some topics and things in that area, teen suicide, teen texting, and addiction younger people of our community. We're going to be talking about that. Amen. Now, as I said, give you one last chance, that person that's on this broadcast and you heard the name Jesus. And all the other great subjects that we talked about are great, but you heard that name Jesus and you want to know more about him, dial one right now. I got a private green room that we will give you all the information and your starter kit to get you where you need to be and where God has called you to be. It's very simple. All you got to do is say, Lord, I messed up. Lord, I made a mistake. I've been listening to me too much, but today I'm willing to put me under my feet so I can live for you. So forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my transgressions, and give me the power to forgive all those that may have done something or I may have a blame for doing something, that they be forgiven, that I can come back and get true forgiveness for you. Now I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that you are Lord of Lords, King of Kings. I believe my Father God sent you from heaven to die for my sins. And now, you being back at the right hand of God, I seek you and I serve you as your child, as your friend, and as your minister to go forth and do your work. In Jesus' name I pray. That's simple. You're right back in where God has called you to be. Minister Rosalind, good morning. Come on in. Real talk.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor E. And good morning to all of the Now Network family and friends here on this broadcast. Oh, I'm just so thankful that I was able to get in and get back in this morning. Because definitely I have heard some things that are near and dear to my heart. And, you know, Pastor E, just based on a lot of family things that I, you know, sis and I, Minister Terry, my dear sister, and I deal with, you know, we're dealing with so many issues just based on, you know, some of our family members' situations. So, you know that our heart is right with everything that, you know, we've heard discussed, like Elder Stacy, she was talking about, you know, how to keep our people from going back to jail, that jail recidivism and the homeless problems going on. When they do get out of prison and jails, most of them end up on the streets. You know, a lot of them are out there on drugs and so forth. So we got to pull those minds back in. And right now is a great time for us to do some things to help our people out. And I did hear the brother calling out the grant writers, and I definitely know that that's something that I can do. So, Pastor E, I'm just putting it out there to you right now. Wherever you want to start, you know, we can put those grants together, because definitely the resources are out there, and there's more coming. You heard California, they're putting out a lot of money to help with the homeless situation that's going on.
Yes. So, I think it's $600 million.
In place, and then, you know, get set up so that we can receive and help our people out. So I'm just letting you know that, hey, God bless me to get on this broadcast this morning, and, hey, my heart has been definitely touched, and I'm ready to move forward. So we'll get back together.
Well, I'll be talking
Jason
to you.
And
I'll
you,
be talking to you.
And whoever
I'll be talking
else,
to you real
Minister
soon.
Minister Curlin and everybody else that we can collaborate with and make this happen, okay?
Yeah,
and
we'll
God bless
we'll
everybody.
We'll
everybody
talking.
Stay peaceful and stay
yeah,
pray,
we'll,
stay prayed up. Okay, love
amen,
you all.
We need to
amen.
Talk to her.
We'll be,
we need to talk to her in Georgia.
We need to do what now?
I said we need to talk to you here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Sure, I got a lot of family and friends in Atlanta, Georgia as well. So I do some work and help you guys out.
Let's well, let's, yeah,
amen,
we need to get together.
Amen. We'll get,
we need to get
we'll
together.
We'll get all that. We'll get all that linked in this week, guaranteed.
Nope.
We're gonna get all
okay.
that linked in this week, guaranteed.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's
family,
do it.
Amen. Let's do it. Amen. Family, God bless each and every one of you. This has been a joy. Real talk with Pastor E is back. We will continue this journey together. We will not give up. We will not quit. But we will persist until we succeed at reaching the lost and unsaved with the word of truth, with the word of hope, and with the word of love. Family, you are important to me as well as I hope I'm important to you. I can't do this alone, and neither can you. But together, we can move mountains. Together, we can reach those that are unreachable. We can affect the lost that have been thrown away, and we can raise the dead that are walking dead. We can raise the dead today to become living. Be careful. Be informative. I have to end right on this note, and this is the most real I can be. Be willing to protect your body. Don't be willing to be drawn by fear. Don't let the world push you in a corner, and don't let people convince you that you should take something that's not good for you. I've done the research. I've listened to all of the different sides. This so-called vaccine is not healthy. This so-called virus, it's just what that is, whatever they've implanted to be. But I don't believe, and I know for me, that this shot, this injection is not what God has intended for us to do. It is definitely the mark of the beast. Protect yourself. But don't just trust me. Do your own research. Check what's in it. Most of you will find that the Moderna and the Pfizer is not a vaccine. It is total genetic makeup. The Johnson & Johnson can be called a vaccine because it has some vaccination elements to it. Do your research. Don't just do it because you're scared or because you say, I want to travel the world, but you're still in the United States. I may have to go overseas, so I'm going to take it now. Take your time. Watch what's going on. Listen to what's happening. We talked this yesterday. We need to watch. We need to pray. And we need to be conscious to what we're doing. Do not sign your fate. Be aware of what's going on in this country. And don't let fear overrule you. Don't forget, we have a constitution. Laws would have to be changed. Constitution would have to be rewritten to force you to do anything in the United States of America. Let me say that again. Constitution would have to be broken down and rewritten for you not to have the right to say no. That's the Constitution, and that is the law of this land. They can't just make you do something. But they can't force you to say, well, you can't do this without it. You can't do this without it. There's ways around it. Be cautious, be focused, and be aware for your own safety. In Jesus' name I pray. Family, we love you. We thank God for you. as I said, this has been awesome journey together, and we will go to the next level together in learning what God has for us in Jesus' name. Who in the house wants to be free and free indeed? Talk to you guys next Saturday.
Revelation of this song was this, that not only are you free indeed because he whom the Son sets free is free in, come on church, he whom the Son sets free is free, but I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, he said that from tonight forward, your behavior, your appetite, will be a reflection of your freedom. So you won't just be free indeed, but you'll be free in deeds. Put your hand on your neighbor, tell him your behavior will be a reflection of your freedom. Free indeed. I need y'all to raise that up all over this room. Get your hands up safe. So I wrote these words. Come on, Bob, let's sing it. Listen, y'all. It's been years. And we, the same fear. What if I lose it all?
You can still call on Jesus.
No more tears. Tell me why. Spirit of the Lord is here. Hey, now you be free. Just say free indeed. Say what he did, 'cause he hears all my secrets. Hey, gotta call on
Jesus.
No more guilt, no more shame, 'cause you clear my name. I'll never be the same, but I'll be set
free.
Y'all got it? Somebody telling me he had my secret. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Say it again, church. Y'all say. I want everybody to get up on your feet. And I want you to prophesy over your own life. Say it.